Those of you who have chatted with me before know that I am into some very kinky things. I've been in female-led relationships, real-time cuckold relationships, I've had a slew of playmates, and unfortunately, or fortunately, depending on how much of a pain slut you are, submissive boyfriends and slaves can disappoint. As such, I have developed a real penchant for creative punishment. One of my favorites is called the punishment chair. Oh, the punishment chair is one of those straight-backed, hard wooden dining room table chairs that are so uncomfortable. But if you get closer, you will see that the seat of this chair is actually lined with sandpaper. I strip you down, make you sit. Your ankles and your wrists are lashed to the legs, keeping you in place. But you aren't tied down tightly. It's actually fairly loose. Loose so you can squirm. And just as you're beginning to think that this isn't so bad, I flash you a wicked smile and turn the thermostat up. You see, the beauty of the punishment chair is it isn't bad. Not at first. But once the heat kicks in and you break out into a full body sweat, you will start to squirm and your ass will begin to chafe. And by the time I come back a few hours later, you will feel as though you have been subjected to 1,000 spankings. And that is why I love the punishment chair. This has been Miss Nadia of BallBustingPhoneSex.com.